Talk Live, you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free, so enjoy those on us. And again, it's freetalklive.com. Let's go right back into your phone calls. That's the point of the program. People waiting patiently. Ladies do come first. So we'll talk to Amira, listening in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Amira.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm wondering about education. I've heard you guys talk a lot about the government-run education system and
yes.
How you're not into it. I'm just wondering, what system would you consider relevant? How would you take care of people who can't afford private school, for example?
Well, this is the first thing that somebody says when in the area of education. Now, would you agree with me that the vast majority of students that are in public school are not unable to afford schooling? Well, not the students, but their parents aren't unable to afford schooling, that it is, in fact, welfare for middle-class people?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know. I mean, I don't know about Canada, but I can tell you in the United States that something like 90% of the students, of the people going, of kids in school are going to public schools. 90% of the nation is not unable to afford, private school education. My mom felt that it was very important that I get a private education. We were by no means rich, and she made it happen. Yeah, she made it happen because it was important to her.
So what you're telling her here, Mark, is that charity would be able to help out those people who were in need.
Say bottom 10 or 15%.
Right. Right now we have a very, very charitable country that we live in. People give money even to people that they'll never even see. I remember after the tsunami happened over in Thailand a couple of years ago, I think Americans voluntarily poured something like $300 million into various different funds supporting those people, and they never would have even seen the results of their charitable efforts there. Whereas if you're talking about local kids in your local area, putting them into school, that's a real charity that you can really touch and you can really see how you're making a difference in people's lives. So that would be the answer, of course, would be voluntary.
If all schools are private, do you think that that will breed competition?
I think that the term private is kind of a misdirection. I think that what you mean to say is that all schools would be privately owned, but that doesn't mean that they're private. That simply means that you could, for instance, 7-Eleven, it's privately owned, but you can go
it's the
in.
Same thing. Just go in and answer a question.
You can go in and, as a member of the public, shop there. So same thing with the schools that we're talking about here. They would be open to the public as far as anybody who could pay for them. I mean, there may be other schools that have much more stringent requirements, but that's how the marketplace works. There's always a variety of options to choose from. So we would see a much greater variety in the educational venues and options that were on the table. They don't all even necessarily have to involve everybody going to the same classroom. They could involve internet sort of efforts and things like that. Maybe some innovations that we've yet to even imagine, we've yet to even see happen that just haven't happened because we haven't had a free marketplace in education. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. I think that if everybody had to pay for school, people would have much better education at a much lower price.
Thanks, Amira, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go on to Irene, listening in Indiana. Hello, Irene.
Yes. The reason I'm calling is just to talk about three citations that we've had from the code enforcement since we've lived here.
Oh, boy.
And we live in an historical neighborhood, which was declared to be that, I think maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
And, were you already living in it at the time?
Yes.
That's nice. It's nice that they declared it a historical neighborhood around you.
See,
and then,
that's what
and
I told
then
Paula.
Threw up these zoning rules
right.
around you.
They'll just change the rules on you.
Yeah, well, what happened with us was the first time, I think the first citation we got it was when we weren't a historical neighborhood. But anyway, that was when I do think that a neighbor, and I'm not sure of this, but we were... the code enforcer came out and accused us of that a neighbor had said we played loud music at night. Now, we really wouldn't want to do that because my husband and I have an incidental business in our home and we do some private teaching, and we'd be shooting ourselves in the foot if we did something stupid like that. So that wasn't true, but of course they'd never tell us who said this.
Sure.
You know, they never would tell us. So they said, well, you can't teach after 4 o'clock. So we said, oh, okay, so we've just gone on and done what we do, you know, and didn't pay attention to them for that citation. And then there was the time when our garage did need painting, and this was after the neighborhood was declared an historical neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And our garage did need painting, and we were in the process, actually, of getting that arranged. Well, so the code enforcement sends us a letter and said, if you don't paint this in 30 days, you will be fined and all kinds of stuff. But luckily, if a neighbor did turn us in for that, they could have come and asked us. And so, but this is the funniest one I want to tell you about.
Okay.
The third citation that we've gotten, the last week in September, we hired a roofing company to re-roof our house. Because on Father's Day, we had a little hail storm here.
Okay.
And so we had to have our house and our garage re-roofed. And so they came out, and the dumpster was in the driveway. And on Monday, I think last week in September, on Monday, they were here beginning the work. And on Wednesday, we got a letter from the code enforcement. And the letter was their little form that checks off all the stuff that they can get you for.
Violation.
Yeah. So what was marked on that form was roofing materials are missing. Roofing materials are missing, and so you have 30 days to get this fixed. Now, we had a roofing company re-roofing our house, so naturally there were roofing materials missing. And it made no sense at all.
Missing from the roof.
Missing from the roof?
You were missing shingles.
Missing from the roof.
I see.
And roofing materials missing from the roof. Of course, they were taken. They had taken it off, and they were, you know, doing the job, you know, as they.
And so, what were they demanding that you do about it?
Well, they said, in 30 days, have this done, or you'll be fined, or whatever it was. Well, of course, it was going to be done within 30 days. We had a roofing company that was re-roofing our house, and it was the most ludicrous, stupid thing.
So what do you have to? I mean, if you get the job done, do they demand that you inform them, or does the thing just go away on its own?
Well, the way I think it is it just goes away on its own.
Well, that's good. You know what this probably is? It's just bureaucrats trying. They probably have a quota. They probably have a certain departmental average that they have to reach. We know this to be the case for some state police departments around the country.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably have, you know, their boss says, hey, I need you to write 10 tickets a day or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though he knows that you've obviously got a company there roofing, he just made some crap up and wrote it down. And, you know, that's his ticket for the day. He's qualified for his job and he gets his paycheck at the end of the week. That's probably all that is. And, the harassment never ends, and all this stuff ends up doing is it ends up turning neighbor against neighbor. It ends up creating a very unneighborly environment to live in, wherein neighbors feel like they should go to the government first, because if they don't go to the government, then eventually their neighbors will possibly go to the government on them for something. And it's just like people just keep fighting with one another, and it's all so unnecessary. And you know, in the wash, none of the neighbors end up benefiting in any way.
And
they might get to control their neighbor's property. And I thank you, by the way, for the story and the call tonight. They might be able to get to control an aspect of their neighbor's property, and then if they didn't like that the grass was growing too tall, they'll get it cut. They might get that, but they don't get a chunk of the $100 fine.
Right.
They don't get a piece of the action. The money all goes into the coffers of the government so they can keep printing out more of these tickets and keep giving them to people. The money's not going to charity. That money's not going to feed the poor. It's going to the government's budget, and it's going right back into the code enforcement department. So the government feeds off of turning neighbor against neighbor. And this is, of course, what the government does at all levels. It does it at the local level, all the way down from house to house, turning neighbor against neighbor. It does it at a local level in that you've got interest groups lobbying for control over the government school system, or interest groups lobbying over whether or not there should be a stop sign put in. I think somebody's complaining here in where we do the show about salamanders or something like that. Building a special bridge for salamanders. And at the national level, you've got interest groups conflicting over various different issues. So this is all that government does, is it creates conflict where otherwise it wouldn't necessarily exist, especially if neighbors were actually going and talking to one another like neighbors are supposed to and adults should. More on the way. You can bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, and if you are one of our radio listeners that only gets the Saturday show, missed a lot of moments because we do a weekday show as well, head over to freetalklive.com and click and download. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. We go back. The archives go back for an entire year, all free, at freetalklive.com.
Advance liberty at the local or national level through a summer internship at the Koch Summer Fellowship Program. The program places libertarian and free market students and recent graduates at organizations in Washington, D.C., and at state-based think tanks across the country. All positions are paid and include housing and travel allowances, as well as multiple career workshops throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. That's libertarianinternships.com. These come with stipends, housing allowances, the whole thing, and all you have to do is basically be a college student. Libertarianinternships.com.
Okay, so because Danny didn't hang on the line, unfortunately, couldn't wait through those two lovely ladies that we talked to, we are going to answer his question, even though he didn't really have a chance to ask it on the air. So we're going to presume what his question was based on the very basic call screening information we had. Danny was going to ask from South Carolina.
Because it's a really valid question.
Yeah, it absolutely is. He was going to say, well, he wanted to hear solutions instead of just complaints. And I could understand, normally we're pretty good at giving solutions to problems, and I guess we just hadn't gotten around to it yet, so I'm glad that he called.
Likely it was his first time listening, because we do give a lot of solutions.
That's
but
true.
First, I'd like to take a look at Republican and Democrat radio that is in the talk sphere. What's their solution? Vote for the Republican or vote for the Democrat, and I swear
right.
The life will be better. It'll all be roses once the Republican and the Democrat are in. However, we had from 2000 to 2006 where the House, the Senate, and the White House were all controlled by Republicans.
And they slashed the size of government down by two-fifths.
No, they grew it by the most we've ever seen a president grow the government ever. Even though he said smaller government.
But this time it's different, Mark.
Right.
This time
so
when we
I'd
vote
like
for
to
the
point
Republican.
Out, talk radio, not giving a lot of solutions out there. However, here at Free Talk Live, we will do just that.
Yes.
Now, first, the solution
would
be
multiple solutions.
Downsize the government. There's the solution. Now.
Yeah, but how do you do that?
How do you do that? The Libertarian Party, you could vote Libertarian.
That
However,
hasn't worked.
We've been doing that for 40 years,
right.
Since 1971, as the Libertarian Party's
you
been out
could
there.
You could run as a Republican or Democrat, but you could secretly be a Libertarian, like Ron Paul.
And he's the one in Congress.
Right, but it didn't work for president.
No, that people, even people that knew that he was the best choice wouldn't vote for him because they didn't think he could do it or whatever reason they wouldn't, because they didn't believe his policy or whatever. The fact is, we've looked at all these situations, been on the air 5 years, going on six or something like that. We've looked at all these solutions.
We're entering our fifth year of syndication.
Okay. But we were on prior to that, too.
That's true.
So we've looked at all these solutions. None of them work. None of them satisfy us. We decided that the only thing that was going to work was the Free State Project. It's an organization that intends to move thousands of liberty-loving individuals to one state to keep that state more free, less government growth, that kind of thing. We were welcomed by we chose New Hampshire and were welcomed by the governor of that state, open arms. And I found New Hampshire to be a rather welcoming place since I've been here the 2 years now. And I consider myself a Granite Stater, not a Free Stater. And, our intent is to currently slow the growth of governments. We certainly need people to move here. The more people, the less government growth you'll see. And maybe we'll turn it back and really have some liberty.
Right. Now, you want to talk about real detailed solutions. We can do that. We're getting some calls, and we're going to go to those. But as far as the Free State Project is concerned, the basic concept is sound. Those who love liberty, and by liberty, I mean the ability to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm others, those who understand...
That's the real meaning of liberty.
Right.
It's not some word that you'd use in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Those who understand the art of allowing others to also be free to live their lives, the art of honoring your neighbor's choices in whatever it is they decide to do. If you're willing to honor your neighbor's choices and allow others to be free and want to be yourself, you should be here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Because once you get here, then this smorgasbord of solutions opens up to you. There are so many different opportunities up here as far as what you can get active in that just doesn't exist anywhere else. There are political opportunities that are impossible in the other 49 states. We have so many great activists here doing that sort of thing. It's really amazing what they've been able to pull off, because I'm pretty jaded towards politics, but I actually think there's a chance for it here in New Hampshire. And what's most exciting to me are some of the market-based activism, some of the media that's being created. The RidleyReport.com, some of the YouTube channels, Free Minds TV, Free Talk Live, this this show, all kinds of various Liberty Media, AnarchyInYourHead.com being created all here in New Hampshire. And also exciting out of the marketplace are some of the civil disobedience and some of the non-cooperation that we've seen. We've talked about quite a bit and will continue to discuss here on Free Talk Live, but we need to go to your phone calls, and we'll tell you more about what the Free State Project is doing coming up in March next year here in a bit. But first, let's talk to Mike, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
You've heard of some of these states talking about, you know, seceding from the Union. Montana was talking about that if, the Congress voted against their gun rights, that they would secede from the Union. And you've heard a couple of northern states talking about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, I'm wondering if one starts, are we going to see a chain reaction of this, like the when Russia fell apart and everybody broke into different republics?
I hope so. I mean, I don't know if it's going to break out into 50 different states, but if it breaks out into 10 or, 49, it doesn't matter to me. I think it absolutely should be a chain reaction because it only makes sense to get the hell out of this insane federal government.
It's not that I don't love America. It's that the federal government is out of control and there's absolutely nothing that the individual can do about it. It's going to grow. The people that want power badly, the people that want to control people's lives badly. It's too big of a plum out there. It's the most powerful government on earth and the most powerful government the world has ever seen.
Right.
They're not going to leave it alone.
I agree. I mean, I'm just thinking that if, they start succeeding and start snowballing, my only concern would be some of the republics, like in Russia, some of them decided to stay communist, some of them decided to be democratic. But, I'm all for.
You can darn well bet that things are going to be awfully different in California versus in New Hampshire, which is one of the reasons why the federal government is such a bad idea, because I love liberty and I want liberty in my lifetime. But I know that there's a whole hell of a lot more people out there in California that could give a flip about freedom. And as long as they have some sort of influence over what I get to do in my life, I'll never be able to be free. So we need to get the hell out of this federal government. We do need to succeed at seceding and get the hell out, because it really is the only sensible solution. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I think it's an excellent solution that we didn't really touch on as we were talking about some potential solutions. Is there any buzz about that down there in South Carolina?
Just a few people who are, upset about, the bailout and what the government's done, and they're like, we just might as well succeed from the Union again.
This time, guys, in South Carolina, don't shoot on a government fort, okay?
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It wasn't South Carolina, that fort.
It was South Carolina where Fort Sumter was fired on. And, that's what started the Civil War. If they would have not fired on that fort, things might have been different.
Yeah, what would the world be like today?
Not that it's South Carolinians' fault.
This is Free Talk Live.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything, just dial toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. They include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We mentioned the Free State Project a few moments ago. They are also a sponsor of the program. And we are both, by the way, members of the Free State Project.
We were members before they were sponsors, too.
Far, far before they were sponsors, in fact. And we're excited about attending the 2009 Liberty Forum.
Signers, not really members.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're excited about attending the upcoming Liberty Forum for 2009. It's happening in early March, and you can go and get all the details at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. But basically, envision having hundreds of liberty-minded people surrounding you, all in a hotel for the weekend, all hanging out, socializing, networking, going to different presentations, panel discussions, dinners, things like that. Having a great old time together. Imagine being around that many people that also love liberty, and then imagine the conversations you will have and the things that you will talk about and the times and the exciting things that will occur, the people that you'll meet. If you've been before, you know exactly what it's like, and you're probably coming again. But if you've never come to the Liberty Forum, then we'd like to invite you. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and use our discount code to save 10% on the already low early bird prices. Go use this code, 2009FTL, that's 2009FTL, and you'll get 10% off. Lots of great liberty-oriented luminaries will be speaking there, many still to be announced. So get in on the early bird pricing while you still can at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. As we continue here, your calls about what you want. We go to Bill, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Bill. Bill in Indy. Going once. Bill and Indy going twice. Maybe we'll put him back on hold and instead try Gene in Florida. Gene, you're on the amp line.
Oh, hello, guys. I thought I'd call you up.
Gene, are you talking right in? I'm sorry, Gene. Are you talking? Do you have like a Bluetooth headset on or something like that?
No, it's a It's a wired headset, but I can take that off.
That would be awesome. Anybody calling, just
how's
as a
that?
Future...
That,
go ahead.
That work better?
It is better. That's better. Go ahead.
Because that's... All right. Anyway, I thought I'd talk about the economy. The economy is on everybody's mind right now, and I'm going to give you the Christian anarchist predictions of what's to come.
Okay, hit me.
And, well, basically, I think the economy is going to look like China looked like 14 years ago when I first went there, and that is people will be much more cut back in what they can afford. They'll be eating very base amounts of food, mm-hmm. just your basic stuff. People will not have two and three cars. They'll just have one car if they're lucky, as no cars if they're not, and people will be riding bicycles a lot more, walking. You're going to see people walking on the streets. People are going to be going hungry, and you're going to be seeing people begging in the streets.
How soon are you expecting this, Gene? When would you say this is going to come true?
I would give it six more months.
Wow, that's pretty quick. Pretty dire prediction.
This will be the worst Christmas on record. We're going to have a very poor shopping season. It's going to be a lot of people are going to be laid off and without jobs. A lot of people made investments and invested too heavily in their homes, and they're going to lose them.
Mm-hmm.
This is a catastrophe that we have never seen before and we're never going to see again. Basically, it's the fall of Rome all over again. The United States is coming to an end, and I want to encourage all the liberty-minded people out there to get involved and help pick up the pieces and put together a better situation once all this falls apart, because it is coming to an end. This is the end of the end. And we're going to have to work together to make a real free society.
Thanks, Gene. I hope we can stay.
No more government intervention.
Yeah, I like the positive end to your message, and it sounds like you're somewhere fun, so you should get to that. Somebody's singing back there.
I hope he's wrong.
I hope he's. I think it was a pretty dire stuff. I don't know. I feel like the marketplace is a pretty powerful entity, and that the people are still.
At some point, the fiat currency that we have, the dollar, the greenback backed by nothing. It's going to have to go. I mean, fiat currencies only go one direction. They become less and less and less valuable until, you know, you've got some situation like they had in Zimbabwe or in Weimar Republic in Germany. But if you look at hyperinflation, if you just go to Wikipedia and look at the huge list of countries that have dealt with hyperinflation, you'll see that there's some bad things happening.
Oh, I think there's no doubt that some of what Gene says is going to be the case. I mean, people are going to probably be cutting back. We've already seen evidence of that actually happening at this point.
To some extent, I think that's a good thing. But.
And you know, yeah, absolutely. I mean, being frugal is certainly a good quality to have. I think we're going to see
And finding joy in things that aren't necessarily bought, I think is a good thing.
I don't want to make it sound like I know what's going to happen. I have no flipping clue what's going to occur. It's just that I trust and I hope that the marketplace, those actors, the people in search of profit, those people acting in the marketplace, will be able to help pull us through this. If it gets as bad as Gene suggests, it's going to be... hopefully the market will be able to help us, you know, get out of it. Whatever it is, I'm just hoping that they don't bow down and obey whatever damn diktats the government comes down with during those periods.
Or give a bunch of money to people with political power like Wall Street and the bankers?
Oh, yeah, that's what they're doing now, right, with the bailout. You know, I actually wanted to talk about that since we're on the topic here. The story is out of the Associated Press, where the government will be buying ownership in a broad array, an ownership stake in a broad array of American banks for the first time since the Great Depression, according to Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary. Now, when we had talked a few months ago about, remember over the summer how all these banks were going under, Mark, when that was happening? We were reporting like every night on Free Talk Live there was a new bank that was going out of business. Usually what would happen is the government would come in and they'd take over the bank. And then they would say, well, we're just taking the bank over temporarily. We're going to sell it off to another bank once we've got everything all organized here. And that was kind of the standard message from the government whenever one of these banks would fail. And I don't remember who it was, but I feel like somebody on this show predicted that we weren't that far away from the government actually just going ahead, taking over and running these banks, to where they would just take the banks over and then not turn them over to any other banks.
I pretty much predict that the government's going to try to take over every industry. So they'd like to nationalize plumbers if they could.
Yeah.
People out there that would use the government for their power, they don't believe that anybody can do anything right.
So this is the first step on the path toward actually having the government completely running the banks. The first step is to give them a chunk, right? To give them a piece of ownership. And that's what they're doing. The administration, he says the government program.
Hold on. I want to clarify.
Yes.
I don't think that the bankers were doing the right thing. Yes, the people in the government that don't think the bankers are doing the right thing, they might be right. However, I think the government is going to be far worse than any banker at solving whatever economic problems we have.
Well, the bankers were just doing what they were allowed to do, right? They were encouraged to give out all the
loans. Play in the system.
All right. So, and if they had kind of a feeling that they could get away with it, if the government was going to bail them out, if they knew that in advance, or they had a feeling that that would have been the case, then that's all the more reason to go and give out bad loans, right? If you knew you're going to get bailed out. Anyway, Paulson declared, this is a period like none of us have ever seen before. He said the government program to purchase stock in private U.S. financial firms will be open to a broad array of institutions, including banks, in an effort to help them raise desperately needed money. Huh. Banks need to raise money? Isn't that their business? Don't they? Can't they just get that money at a discounted rate from the central bank? Why do they need to get it from the government? I don't know. I'm no financial expert. If you can explain that to me, it seems very confusing. Anyway, the administration received the authority to take such direct action in the $700 billion economic rescue bill. So this is one of the many, many things that was included in the bill was now the administration can just decide to take over banks and who knows what other industries they can buy pieces of. Because they said that the broad array of institutions includes banks. So what else does the broad array of institutions include? Insurance companies? What else?
They already got AIG.
1-800-259-9231. Again, the law signed last week. Paulson announced the administration's new effort to prop up banks at the conclusion of discussions among finance officials from seven industrialized countries. They endorsed the outlines of a sweeping program to combat the worst global credit crisis in decades. So you know when a bunch of governments from around the world are teaming up to do something, something bad's going to happen. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loo for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, around the world, bring new internet listeners on board. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com.
If budgets are a little tighter, can't afford airline tickets, or wish you didn't have to pay for them, or gasoline's too much, try WebEx. It's online meeting software where anybody in the world can see what's on your desktop from their desktop. So you can give PowerPoint presentations and show clients, have meetings with clients remotely on the internet. It's WebEx. You can try it for free. Use promo code 600, that's 600, and start your free trial today. They also give you a free webcam. That's WebEx, WebEx.com.
We'll go back to the calls here in a moment just to finish up the Associated Press story here on what is going on. One of the other provisions in this $700 billion economic bailout bill. One of the provisions apparently gave the administration, the federal government, the ability to, or as they call it, the authority, to take direct action in regards to purchasing stock in private U.S. financial firms. Now, it's open to what they call a broad array of institutions, including banks. So who knows what other financial institutions this could include. Probably you can name whatever it is you can name. And so the government is now planning to make these moves. But Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, cautioned people. He said, don't worry. The U.S. program will be designed to complement banks' own efforts to raise fresh capital from private sources. The government's stock purchases will be non-voting shares, so it won't have the power to run the companies. Does anybody actually believe that statement? It's really misdirection is what it is. To suggest that just because the government doesn't have voting shares means it can't run the companies is pretty absurd, right on its face, because the banking industry is one of the most heavily regulated industries out there. I mean, the government essentially authorizes the existence of these banks in the first place.
They tell them the rules that they're allowed to have regarding accounts.
It insures the accounts.
The amount of interest they have to pay on certain accounts.
They can't do anything without the government telling them to jump first. And so the government already essentially runs the banking industry. The central bank has certain member banks, and then below those member banks, there are the little banks, and they're all tied together. They're all tied to the central bank, and they're all heavily regulated. So already we have a situation where the government is effectively running the banks, in that the government can set whatever rules it wants to, and the banks have to do it. You know, there was a time when banks could only compete on the basis of what freebie they offered when you opened the account. Everything had to be the same.
That's why they, you know, that's why you hear about banks offering toasters. And calendars.
Yeah. Now, it's not that way anymore, but only because the government allowed them to do something else. So the banks are total lapdogs of the state. And this means, this what this change means, is that now the government can actually have an ownership chunk. I'm not sure how much they can own, but I bet you that amount will probably change over time. One of the things you can absolutely say for certain about any government program is that wherever it starts is never where it ends up. Wherever a government program starts is always a smaller state than where it will be 10 or 20 years later. Government programs expand, and that's because the bureaucrats that run those programs want to expand their budgets, and they want to expand the amount of bureaucrats they have underneath them in order to order around and do things with.
The rural Electrification Board is still around from I don't know when they started it, but under LBJ maybe. Are there how many people in America don't have electricity that want it?
So this is bad news, and you guys are welcome to comment on it. Unfortunately, I'm being told that our Genesis Communications Network, our wonderful syndicate, the phone system has crashed and burned there tonight. So if you're trying to dial in and you're getting, I don't know, is it ringing forever or busy signals, whatever it is you're getting, they're not answering. So
our fault, sorry.
Yeah, do be patient. We'll let you know when they're back online. Our amplifiers can call in. We do have that option tonight. So if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, you can call and participate here. The purchase of the stakes in the companies that we're describing would be in addition to the main thrust of the $700 billion rescue effort, which is to purchase distressed assets from financial institutions as a way of unthawing frozen credit, getting banks to resume normal lending operations, and staving off severe problems for businesses and everyday Americans alike. Clearly, the Wall Street has validated that this bailout is working. Oh, wait, no, it fell, what, 18% last week?
It's hilarious. As soon as they approved it, the market went into free fall.
Right. Now, wasn't it, didn't George Bush get on television the other day and say, now you have to be patient. These things are going to take time. Everything's going to be fine.
Well, they didn't say it until after they failed.
Yeah. Everything's all right, Americans. Just trust me. It would mark the first time the government has taken...
It's really, you know, the big concern is that these bankers wouldn't have to sell their giant yachts and their, you know, G5
that would be
clear jets or whatever they are.
It would mark the first time the government has taken equity ownership in banks in this manner since a similar program was employed during the Depression. The Treasury, under the equity purchase program, would not be involved in bank management, said Paulson. Such a program would be designed to encourage the raising of new private capital to complement public capital. Blah, blah, blah. So, Mark, is this socialism or fascism?
Well, it's nationalization of banks, so I'd have to go for socialism.
Because fascism's where you still, but it's still kind of fascist because it's not total nationalization.
But,
right?
For one thing, people don't know the average radio listener doesn't know what we mean by fascism. They assume means throwing Jews in ovens. No, fascism does not mean that. Fascism means a collusion between the state and business, where business gets to dictate to the state what policies are. Read lobbyists. Mm.
Government, I thought fascism was also where government, you know, it sort of goes both ways, where government gets to essentially control the businesses, but it's not actually in control. It's not like a government manager is not managing the business. A private manager is, but he's essentially following all the rules of the government.
Well, my understanding of one of the ideas of fascism is that the rich and powerful decide what the direction the country is going to take and that kind of thing. But there's also the aspect of fascism that's militant, and I think you really have to have that jingoist aspect to have fascism. So
there's a lot of that going on here in this country.
This is just your average state control over bullcrap. Bankers in charge of stuff. Socialism.
Well, I don't know if it's your average state control. At least not for this country. It's more state control than we've ever seen in our lifetimes. By the way, the dictionary definition of fascism is a governmental system, according to dictionary.com, a governmental system led by a dictator having complete power, forcibly suppressing opposition and criticism. We've seen where in the Republican National Convention, Democratic National Conventions, those people that were outside of those areas.
Sounds like a dictatorship to me so far, I think.
They were definitely forcibly suppressed, regimenting all industry, commerce, etc., and emphasizing an aggressive nationalism. And often racism. So we've seen a lot of nationalism. We've seen racism in the form of anti-Muslim sentiment and anti-free traveler sentiment.
The government isn't necessarily for that, but however, they are going after the illegal aliens, and I wonder how they target them.
Toll-free 800-259-9231. So stringent socioeconomic controls, business and government working hand in hand. I would say the government taking over a part ownership of banks, it's probably both. It's probably a little both. You know, it's not fully socialized, not fully nationalized, and it's still definitely fascist. So it's, it still sort of fits into that fascio-socialist situation that we have here in this country. It's a kind of totalitarianism the world has never seen. A first for the world.
Well, it's just rule by the rich.
Let's go to our phone calls. Let's talk to Lori on the Amp Line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about promoting the show.
Okay.
And I know I'm going to change the topic, but I blog over at Blogabile, and we just opened up an online store. And the reason why I'm calling is because we have a selection of Free Talk Live merchandise and Liberty Conspiracy merchandise.
Oh, that is excellent. And that's good because our store manager, the Free Talk Live store manager, Johnson, has been unfortunately unable to operate the Free Talk Live store. So it's been shut down for a number of months. And this is wonderful. So very decentralized where our listeners have been able to use some of the graphics that we offer up over at Free Talk, over at promote.freetalklive.com. You can go and get a vector graphic of the Free Talk Live logo and slap it on a T-shirt if you want to. So people can go to blogofbile.com and order those. Why should they order it from you, though?
Because we're donating 15% of the net profits from every Free Talk Live shirt and Liberty Conspiracy shirt to the respective shows.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, cool. Is that all you had to share with us?
Yeah, pretty much.
Thanks, Lori.
Good idea.
Appreciate the call. And thanks for doing that. Thanks for taking the effort to pick up the ball there. Now, I'm hoping that I don't know when it's going to happen, but at some point we will reopen the Free Talk Live store. So stay tuned for more information on that. And did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Well, shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. Hour number three is coming up. Gun confiscation. We may be on the verge of it, at least in one California county. We'll give you the details coming up, and you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to echapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever